After 3 days of stepping over and around Wes and Chap, Trevor needed a break. They wanted breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. They wanted to drive him home and pick him up for work. So it was no surprise when they announced they would drive him to Trumbull. He didn't need a driver, he explained. He'd go it alone. This upset them, and they threatened to call their client for guidance. "Call the damn client for all I care," Trevor yelled at them, and they backed down. "Your client is not running my life." But the client was, and they all knew it. Only the money mattered now. Trevor had already performed his Judas act. He left Neptune Beach in his Beetle, alone, followed by Wes and Chap in their rental car, and behind them was a white van occupied by people Trevor would never see. Nor did he want to see them. Just for the hell of it, he made a sudden turn into a convenience store for a six-pack, and laughed when the rest of the caravan slammed on brakes and barely avoided a wreck. As he neared the village of Trumbull, he had the first pangs of guilt. He was about to face Spicer, a client who trusted him, a prisoner who needed him, a partner in crime. Could he keep a straight face and act as if things were fine, while every word was being captured by a high-frequency mic in his briefcase?